Welcome into Big Jim's Garage here in the B-Pod Studios Podcast Network. Subscribe everywhere. Been busy, man. Busy. Wrapping up the NASCAR season. Mario Andretti will be on with us next week. Talk with him, and we're done with Formula One, basically, Lewis Hamilton. But I wanted to bring a friend of mine on, Matt Garko from Bill Brown Ford here in Livonia, Michigan. New sales manager, right? I want to make sure I got it right. Did I get it right, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, for folks who don't know, Bill Brown Ford in Livonia, correct me if I'm wrong, the number one F-150 truck seller in the country. That's fair, right?
That is true. It is true, and we're actually in the fight this year to be the number one selling Ford dealer in the country, period. We're ahead right now by a few cars, but it's going to come right down to the wire.
Well, that was the first thing. There was two reasons to have you on. First, because, full disclosure, that's where I got my F-150 from, and I love it. But secondly, before we get into some of the new stuff that Ford has, and there's so many new products coming out simultaneously, it feels like as a consumer, which is a good problem to have. But the experience of dealing with a dealer, some people think, you know, we're so driven to be online. We buy our Christmas presents online. We order food online. But to me, I need to talk to somebody when it comes to buying a car or a truck. Do you still find that is one of those things, Matt, that's just necessary?
Well, especially in this area, being an automotive market with people, most people have an affiliation with one of the big three in this area. And, generations of people have been buying cars from the same person, especially at our dealership. I mean, a lot of our deals start with a hug and how's your family? And, you know, it's a different market, I think, on the different coasts, your East Coast and West Coast. People are embracing that idea of buying online a little bit better than we are. I think you're absolutely right. People still enjoy the relationship aspect of it. And if anything is, heaven forbid, goes wrong with the car, they have a lot of our customers have our phone numbers right on their cell phone, and we have them on our cell phone. So they're never further than a phone call away if there's an issue. And I think that's what builds loyalty and keeps people coming back.
Well, and that's part of the thing too. I mean, I always remember growing up, my dad would always talk about how they get you into a small car and then you come back and you buy one a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, you know, the whole mindset. But loyalty it's so fierce right now. If you're a Ford person, you're a Ford person, right? I mean, it's generations. You see people that are buying them for their grandkids.
Absolutely. Yep. That's what really makes us different than any other market for sure.
Well, just for Ford in general though, but I mean, we have the new F-150s that are coming out. We're seeing the hybrid technology and the new redesign. I always say that, Matt, the number one competition for the Rolling Stones is the Rolling Stones, because they got to do better than what they did, right? I mean,
correct.
So if you're Ford, when you bring out a new F-150, you better bring it. You can't just kind of put a bumper on it and go, ta-da, it's got to be significant. Now, on your end, does that make you nervous, or they've been doing it so well for so long that that's not a problem for you?
Well, we were really lucky. And just, I don't know, a week ago, we got to meet the plant manager here in Dearborn and walk through the truck plant and watch them build and assemble these trucks. And if you've got any nervousness about the truck or anything, apprehension at all, when that experience walking through that plant and seeing what those people do on a daily basis, there's no apprehension or no nerves about this new truck. It's going to be the rock star that Mick Jagger is, as you say.
How do you envision the hybrid use? I mean, me as a guy who pulls a camper, immediately my mind went to having a 110 outlet, being able to hook up, lights, things like that when I'm camping. But I'd imagine there's also a pretty strong work component to this for people who are construction oriented or need that.
Yeah, that's the real slick thing with this truck. It's basically an on-site generator as well as a truck. So, the tailgate flips down and turns into a workstation where you can, actually power things from your truck. It's really an amazing thing. We got to drive one of the electric F-150s.
Oh, you did?
The amount of torque and the amount of power and the seamless power in this truck is it's, I liken it to being on a roller coaster where you don't have any gear shifting. It's just flying. It's really something. These electric cars, I know you're probably going to bring the Mach-E up as well. The drive of these cars is just amazing. The Ford's coming out with a GT version of this Mach-E. I think it'll hit, hopefully, you know, with Corona, everything's a little different, but I think it'll hit in the spring, maybe early summer. This thing's going to have over 400 horsepower in a in an electric vehicle, 459 horse.
Well, you know, the other one, and I will get to the Mach-E, Matt, but the thing, the other one, the Transit, the electric Transit that came out last week, when they unveiled that, I don't think people understand how important that vehicle is. And everyone's like, well, it's only 146 miles. In a city where you're doing deliveries that are a mile, 2 miles each, I think they said the average is like 80 miles a day. That is a game changer. And the price points that I saw under 50 starting out, I don't know if people really understand that that is going to be fleet sales like crazy when that thing really hits.
Yeah, absolutely. The electric vehicle is going to take, again, in this market a little bit longer to catch on. But once they get the infrastructure down with the charging stations and they shorten that charging time, and then, you know, most of the time a company or a household, you know, I try to tell people it's almost like charging your cell phone or your watch. You plug that in every night, you know, you just pull in the driveway, you plug your car in every night. It's the same thing. And people always fixate on the high part of the charge. You don't have to charge it all the way to the top every time you charge it. You can, just like your watch or your cell phone, you can charge it, you know, to get a, you know, 100 miles out of it, or the maximum capacity. It's just, I think it'll be easier to get used to than people think. The apprehension I hear is all about the charging, and I think it'll be an easy transition once we get the infrastructure put in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cool. So, and then the Mach-E with the Mustang Mach-E. And they talk a lot about halo cars. You know, for folks who don't know, the idea of the halo car is maybe the car you can't get, but the one that's the coolest thing. It's the filet mignon on the menu that, you know, not everyone's going to buy, but it's cool that they've got it. That Mach-E to me is almost like a halo car, the way it looks, the technology and the response and the way Ford's marketing it. Do you feel that kind of response to it? People are like, damn, I just want to see one because they're cool.
Well, it's really impressive when you do see one. You know, the first time I walked up on one, we have a lot of old school Mustang guys here, as you can imagine, and they weren't real thrilled about it being called a Mustang. And when you take one of those people up and they get to see this car, get in this car, especially drive it, I think all those complaints go out the window. I mean, it is a really cool looking car, and it's a really fun car to drive. It'll be something that's going to be sticking around a long time, I can promise.
Well, are you proud of me? I've made it almost 8 minutes without mentioning Bronco.
we do hear a lot of that around
you
here,
think?
That's for sure. Yeah.
I have never, I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy that we still, anytime if I put a picture up of a Bronco, we get just hundreds and hundreds of hits immediately. People go crazy for it.
Right. And in the 27 years of doing this, I've never seen an excitement for a vehicle as we have for the Bronco. It's been a flood of phone calls. We've got, you know, a ton of reservations already on the Bronco, and it's going to be an exciting vehicle. We'll start seeing the smaller version of the Bronco here any minute, really, in the next couple of weeks. We'll start seeing
Land
here at the dealership. And then, you know, the bigger ones will start coming out through the first part of next year.
Which one do you like, Matt? Do you like the two or the four-door?
Well, the four-door is, that's going to be the flagship. And the big two-door is going to be, I mean, they're both really good-looking vehicles. They're just impressive to get behind the wheel. And you know, they haven't built anything like it. It's really cool.
It is kind of cool, and I love it for any manufacturer. But to see Ford and to the way that the new product wave is coming out, is really cool. And, you know, to continue, keep doing stuff, you know, the Ford Rangers and Raptors and everything else. And so much you guys are doing, you know, it's interesting to see. Do you anticipate more electrification of the Ford line as we go forward?
Well, I think every line in the Ford Motor Company will have an electric version of it. Every vehicle, probably within the next 5 years, you'll see an electric version of everything we sell.
Well, I'd like to see the Ford Courier come back with that 16-foot tall gear shift. That's how I learned how to drive manual.
And we with two hands to shift that thing.
The thing was like, I don't know, who did they build that for? Like tiny, like T-Rexes with little baby arms, because it would stick all the way up like to your shoulder. And that's how I learned how to drive, man. Go find a hill and get a Ford Courier and just beat the hell out of it, man. Those things were tanks. I did.
Yeah.
It was either that or a Chevy Vega. I went with a Ford Courier, so who knew, man? Matt Garko, right. New sales manager, Bill Brown Ford, Livonia, Michigan, the number one F-150 dealer in the country. And you guys, like you said, shooting for the sales goals here. Anything else that we should keep an eye out for when it comes to the Ford line? Something else that maybe I missed?
No, I don't think so. You're quite the car guy, so there's nothing going to get past you, I don't think.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. But internally for you guys, are you, I'm genuinely, and I'm not saying this just because we're talking to you, we're better when the big three are cranking out new stuff and new ideas. We're all better. And there's never been a better time in the truck wars, and war is the wrong word, but the way you push each other and you can see it. And man, I don't know that I've ever seen a better F-150. Seriously, interior, exterior, everything, the visual cues, all of it. This is the best of the best so far.
No, I totally agree. This 2021 is going to be a game changer. And as you said, it kind of has to be. You know, Chevy, General Motors, GMC has always, been there right with us. And now even Dodge, I don't want to sound like I'm slighting Dodge, but their trucks are getting better every day. Yeah. So Ford is definitely wants to be the leader and stay in front of everybody. And like I say, walking through that plant last week, there's no question that they've hit the mark for sure.
Have you had a chance to watch John Bronco, the little parody thing they did about the spokesman for Bronco?
No, I didn't see that. No.
It was a little short film they did as a parody. And the guy, he's in the Unicorn, the actor that plays him. The story is, and it's on Hulu, and it's free on Hulu. If you got Hulu, it's free. The story is that his last name's Bronco, and Ford had a truck in the 60s, and they didn't know what to name it. And there was this guy named John Bronco, and he became the spokesperson, and they named Bronco after him. It's all tongue-in-cheek, but it's hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious. And they're in Dearborn filming stuff. Like when they took him to see the clay model of the new Bronco. So they filmed this a couple of years ago. He comes out, Matt, and he's got clay lipstick all over his lips. And they're like, don't kiss the car. But yeah, it's called John Bronco. And Ford gave their blessing for it, too, which it's pretty damn good, man. So yeah, if you get time, check that out.
Have to check it out.
All right. Well, I got to get the Raptor, and then we're going to do are we doing a Ranger Raptor? Is that the are they doing that?
That is the rumor. Yes, I think we're going to see a Ranger Raptor. That'll be another vehicle that I think will turn a lot of heads for sure.
My God, this is just fun, man. Do you have fun? You still have fun doing this?
Oh, I do every day for sure. People ask me, talking about retirement and starting to, eke towards that age, and that's the furthest thing from my mind. I enjoy the people, enjoy the game still, and it's fun seeing all these new cars and new technologies, and I couldn't be more excited, actually. It's going to be a great next 10 years. It'll be game-changing and, I think, history-making, really, in the car business.
Awesome. Matt Garko, new sales manager, Bill Brown Ford, Livonia, Michigan. Like I said, the number one F-150 truck dealer in the United States. So like I always joke when I was there, I go, suck it, Texas. Sorry. We got you. We got you here, man.
That's right.
I appreciate the perspective. Right. Matt, thank you, buddy. You be well, man. We'll talk soon.
You do the same. Thanks, Jim.
All right. There he goes. Matt Garko. Told you. Well, boy, turn the phone off there, Jim. Great guy. That was cool. That really was. I'm serious. I really wanted to get into that because the more I talk with Matt, and so, we record this here in the Motor City, but what's going on with Ford across the board, the way they're expanding their brand? couple of years ago used to be all about the Mustang, 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 and that's great. But now the Bronco's a reality. The F-150 with the hybrid technology, the Mach-E stuff. We didn't even talk about Raptors. The F-250 Tremor, have you driven one of those? And if it sounds like I'm pimping Ford, I'm excited about all the new trucks that are out. All of them. But Ford's portfolio has changed so much, and it's so much better. They're doing a great job. Again, Matt Garko, new sales manager, Bill Brown Ford in Livonia, Michigan. BillBrownFord.com, by the way, if you're looking. You can plug there. All right. You guys are good? Thank you so much for listening. You can always subscribe, B-Pod Studios, or anywhere where your podcasts are. Big Jim Scrosh here. Hopefully Chase Elliott next week. We'll talk with him. A little NASCAR. He's catching up. That was a hell of a season. Formula One, too. How about Lewis Hamilton? 7-0. I don't care if you say the car is 99% of it. Someone's still got to drive that thing, and that dude is a badass. All right. You guys be well. Take care of each other. Thanks for stopping by my garage.
Old people in cars.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.